A pleasant good morning to each one who has tuned in Seeds of Truth. Your speaker is Robert Swain. I call to your attention this morning something that the Apostle Paul said in Romans 9 and 20. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? And so here Paul strongly reproves the impiety and the wickedness of questioning God's wisdom and God's righteousness. Such shows a lack of reverence and respect for God. Such really charges God with unfairness. Who is man that he should find fault with God? Who is man that he should talk back at God? You know, those of us who are parents dislike the idea of our children talking back to us. We even punish them when they chide or dispute with us. And yet, many people today who pose as God's children will chatter and chide God by holding to theories which are contrary to his holy word. To them, Paul would say, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Who is mortal man that he should reply to the infinite God? Man is a mere human creature who knows comparatively nothing as compared to God's wisdom. Why then should he question God's justice and God's ways? You know, that's presumptuous. When God speaks in declaring his righteous will, we should be silent before him. Isaiah the prophet said, Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken, Isaiah 1 and 2. We should all adopt the attitude of the prophet in all that God has said to us today in his holy word. We should say with the prophet Habakkuk, But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let us all keep silence before him. Habakkuk 2 and 20. To the Hebrew Christians, the writer said, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. And from this passage we learn two things. First, that God spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, and second, that God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Now in the first two dispensations, that is, the patriarchal and the Mosaic ages, God spoke to his people by his holy messengers. For the first 2,500 years of the world's history, during the patriarchal age, God spoke through Adam and Abel and Noah, Abraham, Joseph, and others. And then for the next 1,500 years of the world's history, during the Mosaic Age, God spoke to his chosen people, the Israelites, through Moses and Joshua and Samuel, David, Elijah, Isaiah, Daniel, Jeremiah, and many others. But in the Christian age, that under which we live, beginning at the first Pentecost following Christ's resurrection and continuing until the end of the world, God has spoken and continues to speak to us through his Son. So we conclude that in every age, God has spoken to man. The very fact that God has spoken to man makes us solemnly accountable. God has spoken to man because the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps, Jeremiah 10 and 23. Also, God has spoken to man because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. 1 Corinthians 1 and 25. So, why should man dispute with God? When the Lord has spoken, that should be an end to all controversy. Man should be silent before him and not protest, regardless of what God has said. And hence we should say with Paul, Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Romans 11, 33 and 34. And yet there have been those who have felt their own sufficiency and no need of God. Nebuchadnezzar, you remember him? That mighty king of Babylon,